Yeah, just trying to stay in shape. You know, keep in contact with the guys and make sure that we're on the same page. And just happy to be back here at St. John Fisher. It's year eight. It's crazy. It's crazy to think about it. But get back out there flying around. Red zone day. Things happen really fast. You know, offensively, didn't put the ball in harm's way today. And throwing the ball away down there, it's a good thing. I know it doesn't look good on the stat sheet for you guys, but had a good day today. Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of nerves. It's mic'd up today. I don't love doing that. I feel like I can't say everything I want to say, but no, it's cool. We got, obviously, we know we have Hard Knocks in house, and every one of them has been so awesome so far. So it's been cool to see them around. And, you know, at the end of the day, we do feel like they have our back. So appreciate you guys.
How do you deal with that additional scrutiny? I mean, you've already got the fans looking at you that you here, but how do you deal with the additional scrutiny, and what do you think comes out of it, you know, knowing that some warts and maybe some blessings could be exposed?
I mean, I think it's kind of a wash, in my opinion. Like, we have to go out there and feel like we're still being ourselves and keep the main thing, and that's coming out here, building our football team, trying to be the best players that we can be. You know, and I think it is a Coach McDermott's hit it pretty on the head of just like, this is what, you know, a good organization looks like, and people are going to get a sneak peek into that and just how we operate. So again, you can kind of think two ways about it, but we're taking, you know, the way of like, hey, let's do what we do, and whatever is shown is shown.
So when you try to limit what you say, like fewer F's and
yeah, try not to cuss as much. I mean, I know it's HBO, so I'm sure it goes on there if they wanted to. At the same time, you know, just making sure that you know, my mom, anything that I say in there, my mom would be okay with.
Hey Josh, obviously Super Bowl is the goal, but how difficult early in your career was it to train your brain that you have to take things day by day, week by week, instead of looking at it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it kind of goes with anything, right? Like, you can't win the Super Bowl without making the playoffs, and that's our number one goal. That's the standard that Coach McDermott set here for so long, is playoff caliber. You don't get in the playoffs, you don't win the Super Bowl. It's as simple as that. So you have to take every step before that in order to succeed and to have that to accomplish that goal. So again, we're taking it one day at a time. We're just out here trying to get better. It's day one. Don't even have pads on. Acclimating to some of the new guys, and just again being in the dorm room and hanging out with the guys and learning about their lives on a deeper level, and just trying to really build that camaraderie. And I really think that's why we go away from Buffalo and come here to Rochester and St. John Fisher. So and that's just one of the steps that we're taking, and that's one of the steps I enjoy the most about this job.
For the last several years, you guys have had a lot of Monday night games, primetime games. You've gone deep in the playoffs. There's been a lot of cameras. Do you think this team is better equipped to handle all these extra cameras around that maybe your teams wouldn't have been in the past, that were a little bit younger?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I still do think we're a fairly young team, and just making sure that the vets inside our locker room are relaying, like, hey, like, just because there's cameras around, we're not changing who we are, right? We don't need you to be anybody different than who you are. And that's, again, another thing that Coach McDermott's preached here since I've got here. Be yourself. Be you with us. And that's all we're trying to do.
Yeah, you mentioned acclimating to some of the new guys. Just how did that go day one?
Yeah. Obviously, routes on air is one thing, and picking a spot and throwing to it. But when you got, you know, live bullets and guys out there, it's different. So making sure we're continuing to get reps with you know, Josh Palmer and Elijah Moore, and continuing to get reps with Keon and Dalton and Khalil and throwing in Curtis, like, obviously everybody that I can mention, just getting as much reps as possible, because I do think, you know, as many reps as we can get, the better.
Josh, you've always said you love training camp. Did you always love it, or did you have to grow into it?
No, I've always loved it. It's just being away, coming here. I mean, every moment you're awake, you're around your teammates, around your friends, around, you know, strength staff, getting worked on, and there's no better way to get better at football than here. It's, if you love football, you should love camp, and you know, just hanging out and being around the guys. And I know it's long and it's a lot, and there's, you know, people that have kids that want to be with their kids and their families, and I understand that, but At the same time, to accomplish our goals, like, this is a necessary step, in my opinion.
What excites you about Elijah Moore's skill set and his potential role in this offense?
Yeah, I think he's so sudden in and out of cuts. I think that, again, he can play inside and play outside and have that versatility for us. Smart guy, he knows his stuff. And he's a fun guy to be around, too.
Dolph said at the beginning of, like, the offseason part, as he was kind of rehabbing still, that one of his goals was to take your relationship, you and him, to the next level. What went into that this offseason of just maybe working with him specifically, getting together and doing that?
Yeah, just, again, making sure we're on the same page, constant communication. I know he's been rehabbing quite a bit and making sure that he's been ready to go and, you know, coming out and looking good today. But again, that relationship, again, with everybody needs to continue to grow and evolve. And I love Dalton like a brother. He's a special human being. And I do believe he's a special player. And I know that he's got so much potential left. And we're just here to try to unlock that and use his abilities to the best of our offense. And, you know, I got supreme faith in him.
Josh, you just came off a season where you scored 525 points. Bill's history, so what has to be better? What can be better than?
I'm going
to
answer the Red Helmets question. Great. They're great. Sorry. Yeah, go back
so
to you.
What has to be better? I mean, it's hard to improve on something like that, but in your mind, what has to be better?
Yeah, I mean, I still think going back and looking at film, just a lot of missed opportunities from myself. And I can count probably 3 touchdowns that I missed Dalton on last year that, again, we make those plays. The whole conversation about Dalton Kincaid this offseason is probably a little bit differently. But I got to be better for us, making sure that we're in the right place, starting my eyes in the right place, and then just getting through my progressions quicker and finding the open man quicker. And still too many times I put the ball in harm's way last year, and I know we limited interceptions quite a bit and turnovers quite a bit. But still think I can improve on that, and that's the fun part.
Josh, saw you coming off the field talking to Josh Palmer, one of your new receivers, with respect to that being a private conversation. Can you kind of share with us what kind of things you guys are going all over after a practice on day one?
Yeah, red zone. So working on touchdown plays, really, and fade balls and body language down there in the red zone. Where do you want me to throw this ball? What he's expecting from me. And just, again, making sure that the constant communication is there so we can get on the same page as quickly as possible. Obviously, didn't get a whole lot of reps in OTAs. But, again, he's a very cerebral guy. He understands what he's doing. He's very good at his craft. And I trust what he says and what he's telling me. So it's going to be a really good relationship, in my opinion.
What are the qualities about him that stand out to you as a receiver?
As a receiver? Yeah. I mean, the separation that he can create with his feet. I think that his off the line, just the way that he's really taken ownership of it, and he cares about his craft. He's just an easy guy to throw to, body language, eyes, and I feel like his catch radius is some of the best I've been around.
I'm sorry. I know I've never seen all 10 primary offensive linemen returning. I've seen it. It goes without saying how important it is, but can you take us into what that can mean for an offense when you have all those guys back with you?
It means a lot. I mean, in terms of how they communicate throughout the game and things that we've seen over the last couple of years, they can communicate and talk like, hey, remember when we ran this concept against X back in 2022? Like, they just have that communication, that camaraderie. It's an O-line that's extremely close. They're a tight-knit group. It's fun to be around them. They make being at work and being out in that huddle very, very fun, and I'm very proud to lead these guys and to be the quarterback for them because they make my life so much easier.
Josh, have you reflected at all on the last season at the stadium and the memories that you have?
Not really. I tend to kind of skip some of the sentimental stuff, and as a quarterback, we're trained to go to the next play and really not, like, whether it was good or bad, like, we got a play to do on the next play and try to go up there and execute it. So rarely do I look back and think about some of the good times I had there. But I mean, it's been an awesome stadium. I just know the fans are ready for something new, but this, hopefully we can end the season on a bang.
How do you change, how do you deal with going into this season knowing that the Kansas City Chiefs are still hanging over this team's head in that sense that you still haven't gotten past them when it counts?
I mean, we can only control what we can control, and that's this training camp right now. And it's no time like the present. So again, we don't think about that as much as people tend to think. ultimately we know that it probably runs through them in the playoffs as it has the last 6-7 years, right? So again, we just have to continue to keep putting our best foot forward and not focusing on the results, but enjoying the process and going from there.
Have you changed what you think you need leading into week one over the years? You know, I mean, I know you don't necessarily determine playing time, that's up to coach. But have you changed maybe over the last few years, even with 3 preseasons again versus 4, like where you need to be on what timeline before you're ready for week one?
I think every season differs. And again, I'm just going to do as coach tells me to. And if I play 10 snaps, I play 10 snaps. If I play a whole quarter or a whole half, I play a whole quarter or a whole half. And I think that's, again, that's just the quarterback in me is like, hey, I'm just going to do what coach says. And this year, maybe need more, maybe need less. I don't know until we get there.
Josh, what's the message you're giving to your team right now?
Sorry. Say it again. Again, just put your head down and work. It's 2.5 weeks in camp. They go quick. But, I mean, you can really show who you are as a person, as a player, over these next 2.5 weeks. And, again, everything that we do is centered around the team and building this team. And, you know, it's different than college. I think everybody knows that. But just hearing that from some of the guys, just like, hey, like, there's no distractions here, right? Like, let's tune everything out. Give me 2.5 weeks of everything that you got, and we'll go from there.
Any front
runners? Two more.
In the dorm games, Dawson and Spencer won the 2 games of Catan last night. A little bit of collusion going on. They sat right next to each other, so stay away from that. But it's early. We like to switch up how I play and let them feel like they get a little lead and then just yank the rug, so.